Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Becca Hopper and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. My parents are Jamie and Jason Hopper. I'm a 12th grader at Homewood High School and I am a servant leader intern for the youth group. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Monday, December 23rd, and I'm reading Luke 1, 26 through 56, from the New English Translation. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled by his words and began to wonder about the meaning of this greeting. So the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And look, your relative Elizabeth has also become pregnant with a son in her old age. Although she was called barren, she is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." So Mary said, "Yes, I am a servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary got up and went hurriedly into the hill country to a town of Judah, and entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child in your womb. And who am I that the mother of my Lord should come and visit me? For the instant the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has begun to rejoice in God my Savior, because he has looked upon the humble state of his servant. For from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. From generation to generation, he is merciful to those who fear him. He has demonstrated power with his arm. He has scattered those who pride wells up from the sheer arrogance of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up those of lowly position. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, and he has promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." So Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. Thank you for listening along. The title of my devotional is God's Promises Fulfilled. In this passage, we witness the incredible announcement of the angel Gabriel to Mary. This announcement marks the moment when God takes on human flesh and represents the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah coming into the world. Gabriel's announcement to Mary is filled with grace and wonder. Mary is a young, unmarried woman from a modest background, yet she is chosen to be the mother of the Savior. By choosing Mary, God reminds us that he doesn't always work the ways we might expect, and he values humanity and purity over status and power. This passage highlights God's sovereignty in choosing Mary and his faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. By sending Gabriel to announce the birth of Jesus, God displays that he is in control of the redemptive plan of Jesus. The phrase, "The Lord is with you," signifies that God extends favor and his presence to the humble and willing. It reminds us that God's favor is a gift of grace rather than a reward for human good. Mary's response to Gabriel's message, "I am the Lord's servant," reflects a deep sense of humility and submission. Her initial sense of fear and then acceptance reveal our common human instinct to be overwhelmed by the plan of God, and yet called to trust and obedience despite our own imperfections. Mary's situation represents our human need for God's plan. Just as she needed God's miraculous powers to conceive and bear the Son of God, We need God's intervention in our lives to overcome sin and brokenness and to transform us into the image of Christ. Jesus' birth signifies the fulfillment of the promises made by God through the Old Testament. Through Jesus, we receive the ultimate gift of salvation and reconciliation with God. Mary's role in the story is a testament to the hope that God's promises will always come to fulfillment, no matter how impossible they may seem. Mary's song, the Magnificat, is a powerful declaration of God's justice, mercy, and transformative power. It expresses hope for the downtrodden and promises that God's kingdom will upend worldly injustices. In Jesus, we find the hope that God is actively working to bring about a new order where grace and justice prevail. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for fulfilling your promises through Jesus and showing your work through Mary. Help us to trust in your plan and know that your grace is abundant. Amen.